This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 15th. We started at 11 after weather coverage. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 2 hours to spend together with Monday Night Trivia. And as far as I'm concerned, nothing more important than things like weather information. That's when radio really rises to the occasion. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in areas where all hell is breaking loose and not a radio station around is telling me anything. So I'm proud to step aside when WGN has coverage like they did for the last hour. So thankful for that, but still hoping that you're listening and that you'll call. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. A big week ahead. We're not going to talk about any of it. Although the one thing I will say is I was grateful again to WGN because when everything was breaking loose on the 13th, I was driving and of course nowhere, anywhere could I find coverage. Well, I turned over to 720 AM. Using Wi-Fi radio, of course, and I was very pleased that it was a simulcast with News Nation, so I got just about everything. So News Nation will give you all that information, and plenty of other shows will talk about everything of importance, and we'll ignore it all, because I think more than ever, you need a little respite, and that's what we're going to give you, so it'll be issues-free for sure. However, weather crops up again, I step aside immediately. Because, as I say, I can't tell you how many times I've been in the middle of nowhere with everything going on. I was like, please, somebody tell me about the weather. And no one ever did. So thanks to WGN and David Jennings and everybody else who is in studio for that. All appreciated. All right. So, trivia, we have to have a new question, don't you know? We have a theme, and by the way, this theme is so plentiful, the fact that we missed an hour of the show, we'll have the same theme next week. Now, the interesting thing is you're going to get the theme right away. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that you will know every last one of them in terms of the theme. So, the theme is a gimme. You'll get that. Now, we're going to see if you know the artists. All right, so we'll stick with the same theme and different artists next week. So, question. Most of us encounter these virtually all the time these days, but the first time anyone saw one was in the latter 70s. Saw what? Oh, yeah, a day doesn't go by, you don't encounter this on some level. But the first time you did, at best, was the latter 70s. And interestingly, that is somewhat of an unfair time frame, because for most of us, we didn't encounter it for a couple decades thereafter. But the very first one was in the latter 70s, and they're everywhere today. So what is it? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. If you don't like my question, of course, you haven't heard any of the bumper stumpers yet, so you don't know about that, but we'll be filling you in. We'll have seven of them tonight for your entertainment pleasure. And I think we will, as I say, we defer to you. Whatever you want to talk about, we do. And Naota calls from Japan. All right, well, that is always a delight. So, Naota, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good, but connection is not really great. But I'm trying to understand, what you say. So, yeah. The communication would not be, great, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a lot of weather going on and a lot of other things going on. But we'll fiddle while Rome burns and just have a good time. And with you, we will probably talk about Myers-Briggs, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, what type is the performer?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes, what type of the 16 types of Myers-Briggs? What type is the performer?
Ah, all right. That would be performer. Okay. Performer would be, I guess, ESFP.
Well, you were right on ES. So let's give you the last two again. And you might.
Okay.
Did you say F for the third one?
Yeah.
Okay. Then and the fourth one.
J?
No.
I thought it was P.
Okay, P. Absolutely. Possible. Extroverted, sensing, feeling, perceiving. We have a winner. Absolutely right. That's the deal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, as usual, we'll add to your stash. Great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, Naoto checks in. I can tell it's going to be a fine night for trivia with that in mind. And let's see. Some of you called while the weather was going on. I tried to get to as many calls as I could while I was answering other phones at the same time. And if you, of course, if you're listening now, we're playing trivia, and I hope you will play it with us. So 888-876-5593. I think we really need to get you a bumper stumper, at least the first one. Like I say, the theme, you'll get it right away. So it comes down to the first person to call in or be on hold with it. You'll get it. The artists? Well, we'll see how you do with that. All right, so we got movie questions with Lisa, and we've got World War II planes with Don, and Michelle in Geneva is going to take a guess on our trivia question, so she'll be up next right here on WGN Radio.
My name is Annie, and I ought to know the things you've been hearing about me ain't so. I ain't had no baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, well, that takes us back all the way to 1954 on VJ. That's somewhat of a clue. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. Most of us encounter these virtually all the time these days, but the first time anyone saw one was in the latter 70s. Saw what? Michelle in Geneva going to take a guess. So, Michelle, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, hi, Raleigh. I'm going to guess a very obvious one. How about cell phones?
Nice guess, not right.
I wish I knew the answer to that song. That's a great song, man. I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah.
What a great tune.
Yeah, no one plays it anymore. I can't understand it.
Excellent. All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593. A fine answer. Cell phones. It's just not right. All right. So let's see. Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better than some people in Chicago. Hopefully you're staying safe.
You know, yeah, it went right past me, kind of all the way around me, but
yeah.
Didn't hit me. It
good.
Rained.
Yes.
And I've got a dog that hates rain and thunder and lightning and all that stuff, so we got to stay up till it all passes so he can, you know, relax. But
exactly. No, they know more than we do.
He can hear it before I do.
Wow.
It's weird. And how are things by you?
Oh,
is it cooled down in your...
Oh, no. It is not cooled down. In fact, we've added to it with dust storms. Yeah, I opened the door at midnight last night and just got a hit with what was just flying sand, period.
Oh,
that's nice. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we did get the air conditioning installed, and then the next day I found out that one of the units was defective. So on and on it goes.
It's just no relief,
no,
right?
there really isn't. So that's why we'll take a couple hours and just ignore everything that matters.
Exactly. I couldn't wait until you came back on.
Oh, thank you. Have a movie line, because I know you like movie lines, and this would be 1960s. And you will get it, I think. You ready?
Yes.
Boy, am I a victim of disappointment in you.
Oh, that doesn't sound familiar. Boy, am I a disappointment in you.
A victim of disappointment.
Boy, am I a victim.
A victim of disappointment in you.
A disappointment in you. No, I don't have any clue on this one.
Oh, West Side Story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know that movie quite well, but I don't remember that line.
All right, so
I don't suppose you know who said it.
Well, we're going to find that out right now, I think. Let's see. A great, anybody named Riff?
Yeah.
There's your guy, Riff.
Riff said it, huh?
Yeah, apparently so. And that's the deal. I'm looking here, and, you know, because obviously I
he was the head of one of the group.
Yeah, so he is the one who said, boy, am I a disappointment in you. And
that's a funny line.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, I'll try next week.
Yes, you will, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's interesting because as I look it up, apparently a lot of people know Riff, but beats the heck out of me, and I figured it was one of those iconic things, but I guess not. That's all right. We'll move directly on to, let's see, Don in Beloit. How's it going, Don?
Hey, Jets versus Sharks. You know, you got to love questions like that, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Never having seen it, don't ask me. So,
well, boy, the weather has definitely hit the fan last two nights the same way, more or less. It's been tough. My hockey was canceled tonight, and the hockey in Naperville was just flooded out last night at this time with the rains, tornadoes, and so on. It's been wild. Definitely had a lot of weather, like you said at the intro.
Exactly, and I'm so glad that WGN covered the worst of it. That's always good, because, you know, nobody cares when they're not in any type of trouble or whatever, and they say, why are they talking about this? Man, you're in the middle of nowhere, and all hell is breaking loose. You are so glad they're talking about that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to guess cell towers. I don't really have a guess on this thing yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, we'll
ask you later in the week. Could you play some Ella Fitzgerald? I don't know. Anything that comes to mind that you'd like?
All right. Ella Fitzgerald, writing this down. And writing down
On WGN, you know, on this grim weekend, we had, I don't know, Steve Dale at some point had this guy on. I think it was on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
This Jeffrey Mark is a really interesting Hollywood biographer. But he was talking about this Ella biography he had done. It says Ella, a biography of legendary Ella Fitzgerald. So it was very neat to listen to that over this grim weekend.
Absolutely. All right. So I got a question for you. Now, my problem, I know you're scrupulously honest, so you'll tell me whether I've asked it before, because I don't always circle the ones I've asked. So, which U.S. fighter had its engine located in the middle of the fuselage, creating instability and a tendency for the plane to spin into the ground?
Yeah, that one, you've asked me Bell era Cobra, yeah. Era Cobra okay. questions before. I think you've asked me something lightly similar to that, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what I can... I might have asked you everything on this on this sheet as far as this goes, and it's got a whole bunch of questions, too. So, and some of them I don't ask you because I cannot pronounce them. But maybe you can, so I'll try that. In what campaign did Marine Corsairs first use napalm canisters against entrenched Japanese troops?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I can't pronounce this place to save my soul. It was a 72-day battle from September to November in 1944.
September 44?
Yes. In many ways, worse than the Marines' horrible experience on Betio in the Tarawa Atoll in November of 1943.
Yep. I was just going to say Tarawa, but...
Yep, no, not, I can kind of say that.
Etenioek?
Spell it.
Does it start with an E-T?
No. It starts with a P.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be damned if anybody I know could pronounce this.
Peleau.
Good enough. That's it. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but you got enough of the letters. Peleliu.
All right. Well, I hope you can stay cool out there, and appreciate talking to you.
Always. By the way, you are among only 19% of people who get that question right. All right.
That was easy.
Well, I helped a little. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's true. Well, your hints are very welcome okay. in my division. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
I have Pella. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. All right, so we'll get charts with Mark and Aurora and lyrics with Fran and Austin. Ooh, two of my favorite things. Barb in Yorkville is going to guess on our question, and so is Karen in Madison and Sam in Gurney. So a good couple hours of Monday Night Trivia, and hopefully you'll join us as well. Let me, we'll go to the news here in a second, but let me release the line that Don was on. All right, Don, I'm not doing this well. Now there is one line available for you at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James, all right, so who is that? And yes, you do know her. Maybe not singing that, you don't, but you know her. All right, and the theme should be apparent. If not, it will be in seconds, because that's an obvious. And we'll keep the theme for next week, since I had so many songs from which to choose, and we didn't have a first hour. But that's not the real joy. The real joy is to know who the artists are, and that'll be it. Now, I've got a question out there, don't you know? And that is, most of us encounter these virtually all the time these days, but the first time anyone saw one was in the latter 70s. Saw what? All right, 888-876-5593. And again, most of us, I say the latter 70s, but most of us did not see them for quite a while thereafter. All right, so we're going to get some guests, And I believe Sam and Gurney wants to take a shot at it. So, Sam, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me on.
Always.
Quick in my heels here and trying to find the yellow brick road.
Yeah, boy. It's probably underwater.
Yeah, the storms out here are incredible. But anyway, I was going to guess maybe the UPC label or the UPC code.
You know, that's a popular guess because I heard John screening calls after you saying, no, that's already been suggested, and you're the first one to suggest it. No, you are the very first. It's not right, but you are the very first.
Okay. All right, do I get first prize for that?
Yeah, right, exactly, for greatest creativity on Monday Night Trivia. All right, good deal.
All right.
Thanks.
All right,
appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yes, Sam was first with that guess, but it was a popular guess. It's just not right. Karen in Madison is going to take a shot at it. Karen, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I'll try. Okay. The phones, when they became cordless, I guess you'd say.
Oh, interesting. No, that's not it at all.
Fax?
Nope.
A fax?
Nope.
A personal computer?
Nope.
Hmm. Well, I guess those are three. I'll have to think.
All right.
Try back.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it.
Can I do charts? If I call back, can I do a chart?
You can do charts right now. You've got to give me the week, the year, the month. What do you want?
Week, year, and month.
Yes.
I'll take 69,
okay.
And how about December?
December.
What else?
What week? December. You know, you get it down to the actual week.
Oh, the
you
week.
Want. Yeah, sure.
Okay, week number two.
Okay. All right, we can do that. So we're getting close to the end of the year there. All right. So we'll do December, and week number two would be the week of December 13th. All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number
I'll
one.
Try this.
Number one, one, one. Nana, hey, hey, kiss him goodbye. And I know you remember the song.
Oh, see, that's not Sha-na-na.
No, nothing like that.
No.
I'll try to find the song for you so you can hear it for yourself. But you probably know it.
It's my memory going. I remember things, but saying them is something else.
Well, and I'll tell you what. If you could name another record by this group, you'd be doing better than I am. But here they were. I'll let you hear a little of it. Maybe it'll jog something. The second week of December 1969.
Gosh.
Who are they?
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Like I said, this is something that if you knew anything by them other than this, you'd know more than most people in America, that's for sure. The group was called
Iron Butterfly.
Okay. I think a lot of people could
know
several records by that.
Thinking backwards.
Okay. The group was Steam. STEAM.
I've never even heard of that.
Right, that's
group.
What I mean. It was on the Fontana label, and
I know the song.
They
right,
were not British. They were just a bunch of studio musicians, as was very common back then. And as I say, if you can name anything other than that, you're doing better than any of the rest of us.
Oh, well, I flunked. That's
well, that's
okay.
All right. We'll try
I
it again
don't
next.
Mind. That
we'll try.
At now, least we're all alive tonight.
Now but here, yes,
a lot
right.
of us.
But here's the thing. You know, you can get three wrong in the top 10 and still win, so let's keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I wasn't sure how
yeah,
it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to figure it out, and I don't want to look stupid.
No, well, I do that
going.
All the time, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Number two, leaving on a jet plane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, absolutely right. You see?
Okay,
great.
Good.
All right, so there's one. Number three, Someday We'll Be Together. It was on Motown.
Oh, it's This is going to be the Temptations and Diana Ross album.
This actually was Diana Ross and the Supremes. That, I'll give it to you. All right.
Right, that album. Yeah. I can see the album with Diana Ross. Now, I just want...
Number four. You're going to get number four, I'm sure of it. You ready? Come Together. Oh, you
Young
can...
Buds.
Come Together. No, I get...
The Beatles?
Yes, right, exactly. Exactly. yeah, Get Together was the Young Bloods, but that's okay. Come
I'm
Together
doing
was
terrible.
The Beatles. No. So far, you've only got one wrong. Number five, Down on the Corner. Out in the Street.
Creedence Clearwater?
Yes, absolutely right. Number six, okay. Take a Letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. And this is another one.
I know them all. I just
Let's you hear a little, and maybe something will come to mind. It's another case of
Maria Mulder.
No. It's a guy. It's absolutely a guy. All right. So here he is, and maybe it'll come to mind. I don't know. You'll tell me.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again.
He was actually Sam Cooke's nephew. Who is he? I know you remember.
I know the song, and I just don't
know. Well, he used initials.
Go ahead.
He used initials and his last name, but the initials stood for Ronald Bertram. So that means it's going to be RB something. It's RB Greaves. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, that's all right.
Okay.
You're still in the game.
Do I have one chance left?
Yes, you absolutely do.
Right.
You do. So number seven, Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, absolutely right. Number eight, And When I Die.
Well,
And When I'm Dead and Gone.
Let's Went Church.
Yes, absolutely right. All right.
I was going to say Lauren Nero.
Well, she wrote it. She wrote it.
You can't do that.
No,
I mean,
well, you can.
Right.
She just didn't chart with it, but she wrote it. You're 100% right. Number nine.
Okay.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. You can do this. It's another guy with initials.
Oh, yeah. Burt Bacharach.
No. Well, you wrote it.
What is wrong with me?
No. Well, you got the writer.
Must
that's
have been
me.
Those tornadoes all the way across the state line.
Good excuses,
killed
any.
Us.
Yes. Yeah.
What is it again?
Raindrops.
You don't
raindrops keep falling
raindrops
on my head. Yeah.
Falling on. That is
I'm trying to think of some other song that he did to give you a little help here. Let's see. There's no Neils. No. I'm pleased to say there are absolutely no Neils.
Falling on my head.
Yeah. And he had a lot of hits, actually.
Oh.
And he had country hits, and he was originally on a pop label.
Charlie Rich?
No. He was on Hickory for a while, but then you might remember him from Scepter. Trying to think of what else you would know that he did. Well, he did Hooked on a
That
Feeling.
Song.
Yeah, The Eyes of a New York Woman. Yes.
Yeah, it's getting there, but...
Let's keep on coming up with song titles then.
New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
helping me out.
I'm trying. All right, so let's see what...
I know.
I Just Can't Help Believing.
I remember all these songs. I just
yes.
Something happened this year.
Well, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
I turned 70 and forgot.
Yeah, I understand. Rock and Roll Lullaby. He did that. See, I'm trying to think of more more songs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Pass the Apple Eve.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, yes.
We all know that.
That's right. On the Scepter label, you can do it.
See, I don't know the labels good. I just know the...
Okay, well, he also did, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song that Larry Butler wrote.
I know all these. I've got all the 45s. You know, I should, next commercial, I'll go... pull all my 45s out.
And you'll be very upset. No, you can you can do this, though. I think you can.
Oh, my gosh. What is his name?
Well, tell me when you're ready to give up.
Can you say one of them again, even though you said it before?
Raindrop? I just can't help
falling
believing.
Falling on my head.
I just can't
you
help
You don't
believing.
Have to keep doing it. I'll just think for a minute and give up.
No, what I'll do here is let's see if we can. I may help to hear him. It really may.
Just don't want to eat the. I don't want to eat your show up. With
well,
time.
Why not? Let's see.
Call back tomorrow night.
Yeah, right.
More.
Exactly. We'll do more. Let's see. Whatever happened, Old Fashioned Love? That might have been a little too country for you, but
yeah.
I thought that was a cute little record. So let's see if you know that one.
The Old Fashioned Love song?
No, whatever happened to Old Fashioned Love?
Oh.
We live in the modern age where love is fast like a turning page.
All right, here's another one you might know.
I don't know that one.
Rock and Roll Lullaby, maybe?
Guess I picked the wrong year. Maybe I was on acid.
No.
God, I mean, I'm trying to figure out why I know everything and can't name it.
Yeah, he was big and he was...
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song?
Anything coming to mind?
Well, I was going to say Kenny Rogers, but
no,
I think that's wrong.
Not Kenny Rogers. I'm going to let you think
Cyrus,
about
Cyrus somebody.
No, it's not Billy Ray Cyrus either, that's for sure. It's somebody it's somebody with initials, and I'm going to let you think about it through the commercial break.
CJ
Well, not
CJ.
No C's. You're good. You're doing good with J's,
okay.
But no C's.
J.
All right, hang on. I'm going to let you think about it through the commercial. Stay right where you are,
okay.
And we'll pick it up right in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper at the moment. We'll pick it up after the news. But call is a first-time caller in Valparaiso. We'll get back to Karen, too. Don't go away, Karen. Call. Welcome to WGN Radio. Call.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think?
Hey, how are you?
All right. How about yourself?
We're doing well. We weathered the storm.
thank God. Glad to hear it. So what do you think?
Okay. I have a guess, but I actually was second-guessing myself. My guess was VCRs.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it sure does fit, doesn't it?
Can I take one more shot?
Yes, you can take up to six.
Microwaves.
Not nice, but not right.
Okay.
Call me back if you think of something else, and don't wait too long.
Okay, thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, appreciate
Good night.
It. All right. So, nice to talk to Carl, and we will get back to that bumper. We'll get back to another hour of Monday Night Trivia in moments here on WGN Radio.
I found the love that my heart has been longing for. I don't have to shop around.
Shop around.
Shop around. Anymore. Has been longing for.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And we have four more bumper stumpers. The theme's pretty obvious. Maybe the artists are as well. That group was actually sort of a hit, 1965 on Volt. All right, now we're going to see if Karen's still with us. Karen, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right.
I'm
so,
still here.
And have you...
I got it.
Good. All right.
Who is it? I thought of it without looking. B.J. Thomas.
Absolutely
right.
That's number nine. You're right. We just got one more. You get this right, you've won. You ready?
Okay.
Number 10 is Backfield in Motion. And this is a great record. Gene Chandler was involved with it. And it's two guys, and they were from St. Louis. And in fact, their record, they were on Bamboo Records.
That's the wrong year.
Yeah, but you remember Backfield in Motion.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I remember the name, but I can't even remember the tune.
Oh, well, here, maybe it will help if you hear it.
I doubt it.
Well, you never know.
Well,
here you go.
Backfield in motion, yeah, I'm going to have to penalize you. Yeah. Backfield in motion, baby, you know that's against the rules.
Yeah, you can hear Gene Chandler all over that record. So who were they?
Okay. It's not the Temptation.
It's two guys.
I see the album, but...
No, it's two guys.
Oh, two guys.
Yeah, two guys.
You know... I'm going to have to.
They also did Good Guys Only Win in the Movies. Let me see what else I can tell you about them.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
It's like this every night. I thought I'd tried the charts.
Well, they were cousins, but like I say, Gene Chandler discovered them. And then their first song out was in 1969. It got to number 10 nationally, Backfield in Motion. And then they followed it up with Good Guys Only Win in the Movies and Mail Call
only
Time.
Only two of them.
Yeah, only two of them.
I'm not going to get this. I was going to say something, but
they have one. They have one syllable, three letter names.
One syllable.
Yep, three letter names, and they were on Bamboo. One of them, their mother owned the label.
I just see. I'm not good with labels. I'm good with wrong year. Well, you know, thank you for giving me so much help.
Yeah.
And
if you're wondering, they were Mel and Tim.
I never even heard of Mel and
Tim. Well, you heard the record, didn't you?
Don't ask me. I'm losing my mind.
Nope.
Okay.
Well,
I can't take one clue on the trivia, can I?
Yeah, sure. What do you think?
Quit.
What do you think?
I'm just thinking remote controls?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Give up.
Thanks for trying. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I wanted to make her a winner. I tried all I could. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right. So bumper stumper theme is obviously apparent. Robert in Stickney is going to tell us what it is. All right, Robert, what is it? Well, Robert left us. All right, so we'll leave that line available for you. And if Robert can call next week, because we'll have the same theme, by the way. That's the easy part. It's knowing any of the artists that might be a little tough for you. All right, so I believe we talked to Karen. I know we talked to Karen in Madison. And we're going to get Barb in Yorkville is going to take a guess. All right, Barb, what do you think?
Yes, I'm guessing a cicada.
Oh, that's nice. It's not right. Not right. How are you feeling? Are you doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
How are you doing?
Oh, about the same. On an even keel, I guess.
You sound good.
Well, thank you.
I missed you.
the weather takes precedence over me, that's for sure. But we'll do it again tomorrow night, hopefully right at 10. Thanks for calling, and do it again.
I was going to ask you one thing.
Yes.
Do you know, I went to high school in the 50s,
uh-huh.
And there was a song, I think it was called Dream Lover.
Oh, of course.
And yeah.
Bobby Darin.
And I have a...
Bobby Darin. That was a very big hit.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, on Echo.
I need to figure out how to get the words to that song so I can send them, sing them to my fiancé over the phone.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. I could actually give you the words to it, but, you know, it's one of the things I would know was all of the words to Dream Lover. but
right.
Let's see. Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms, because I want, yeah, yeah, and a girl, yeah, yeah, to call, yeah, yeah, my own, yeah, I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to change it. I don't want to sleep alone.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. So there's most of these lyrics are online too. You could probably find them, but, you know, he,
I don't do computer.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, if you listen to the song, you'll get them all. I mean, he speaks rather
right.
easily in it. So. That's it, all right, yes.
Oh, that's good. I think I can try to remember
yeah, right.
that anyway.
Dream lover, where are you with a love oh so true and a hand that I could hold to feel you near as I grow old?
That's cute. I couldn't remember it. I don't think I danced to that one.
It wasn't, you know what, it wasn't the most danceable record ever done, let me tell you. So you're not not alone on that, but it was a big hit.
It was pretty to hear it on the radio.
And it was a big hit.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so that
was... But I just couldn't remember. This has been a few years.
Well, yes, yes, and it was on ATCO, and it came out...
ATCO,
ATCO, which was, you know, Atlantic, one of the Atlantic labels, but it came out on ATCO. And I'm trying to think of the year, but in any event, yeah, so that's an easy one to do. Everybody would know Dream Lover.
Right, good. I'll sing that to him the best I can.
All right, good deal.
Because I sing to him because he's my fiancé and we're going to get married this summer.
Well, how about that? And Bobby Darin wrote it, you know. And
he did.
Yeah, he wrote it.
That's Sandra Dee's husband.
Yeah, and he recorded it in early 59. And
59, and he died young, didn't he?
Yes, unfortunately, and he knew he would.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a heart problem
yes.
or something?
Yes, absolutely. Congenital.
And I remember feeling sad for them.
Yeah, he was 37 years old. He died in 73.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
all
that
right.
That was a very, very sad moment. But he had divorced Sandra Dee by then. He had another one who I think he divorced right before he died, because he died at the end
of
73. Andrea Yeager. Yeah, but so they were married for I think they were only married for about a year. But in any way, Sandra Dee was the first one, and they were married from 60 to 67, I think. He was in the hospital. He was recovering from open heart surgery in Los Angeles and didn't make it.
Oh, open heart surgery.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yes. No, he died in
the hospital.
Well,
it's been too many years. I probably heard it, but it didn't register so darn many years.
The big story was his relationship with Connie Francis. And it was,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That sort of ruined her because she was absolutely hopelessly in love with him. And it was a hot and heavy romance, but her father just forbid it. He was not in favor of it. And
right.
I don't think...
Because they looked down on the singers of the 50s.
Well, she was a singer, too. I don't know if it
yes.
was... I don't know if it was... I don't think he was Italian, and of course her whole family was. I don't know if it was ethnic or what, but for whatever reason... Well, actually, he was. Yeah, because wasn't his name Casotto, Bobby Darin? I think so. So I don't know what her father had against him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she's made a lot of music.
Yes,
I think I have a lot of Connie Francis CDs.
I'm not surprised. Now,
I
have to go online and see if there's anything about why Connie Francis's father hated Bobby Darin.
Right.
I'll let you know if
when
I see something.
I'll listen.
All right, thanks.
Okay, honey, thanks right. a lot. Have a nice
All right.
evening.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, so it wasn't ethnic. It's not that. But why did he just hated him. And it really sort of ruined her emotionally because she just, here's a quote, just, my father had such a dislike for him. But strong hatred was there, too. But I don't know why. But it was, oh, man, it was a soap opera. I'll tell you what, but for another night. All right, so 888-8765, it was. Five, there were guns. 593. All right, so we're going to do lyrics with Fran and Austin. Fran, how's it going?
It's going all right, but I don't know. Now, I thought I had your theme.
Oh, yes, you probably do.
So I don't know. Should I go ahead and do the lyrics, or should I guess the theme?
We can. Well, the theme. We'll do the lyrics because the theme someone will easily get. But I'm sure you were right. The last one probably threw you, but it qualified.
Yeah,
anyway.
It did throw me. I thought, okay, yeah. I must be wrong.
Nope. You probably were right. It qualified anyway. All right. So we're going to do some lyrics because I found some lyrics, and I think you will know them. I hope you ready.
All right, ready.
So 1963, and it was a hit in 63 by this group. It was originally done by an R&B performer, but that wasn't a hit. All right. Underneath the stars above, waiting for you to bring your love. All right. If that doesn't sound familiar, I'll give you another set of lyrics. You ready?
Yeah.
All alone in my lonely world, all alone waiting for the girl.
I know I should know this. I'm going to kick myself.
Oh, you are really going to kick yourself. And like I say, I prefer the original, of course. But
of course.
Yes, right. Yeah. But it was a big record in 63 by this Wimpy White group, kind of a surf band.
Okay. Repeat those one more time.
All right. Well, here I'll let you. All alone in my lonely world, all alone waiting for the girl, and then underneath the stars above, waiting for you to bring your love. And by the way, the name of the song comes before and after those couplets.
That's what I kind of thought.
Now let's see if this sounds familiar.
Here I stand, all alone in my lonely world, all alone waiting for the girl. Yeah, here I stand.
The Ripcords.
Oh, okay.
And of
All
course,
right,
the original.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard the original, but man, I'll tell you, the Ripcords slaughtered it because this was such a nice record.
I remember hearing that. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly where I heard it, but I heard that version. And I don't think I remember the other one, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, the Ripcords had the hit in 63, the Wimpy White hit.
Yeah.
But
Well,
there's always next week.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. So, appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the Ripcords were a surf group. Terry Melcher produced them. Really, that's all I have to say. There's no reason to continue the conversation. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And let's take a count here. There's one line available for you if you want it. Mark and Aurora, charts 1975. Jim in Richmond's going to take a guess on a trivia question. Johnny D wants hominins. James on the South Side wants World War II, and Ruth and Gurney wants yard ornament trivia, and John came up with a question for her. So I'm ready. And there's, like I say, one line available for you. And another bumper stumper coming up. Yeah, the theme is apparent, I think. 888-876-5593. If you doubt it, you won't after this on WGN Radio.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl. I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind now. Put your foot down and get him in line now. Let him know that you can't wait around now. You've been his girl for a long, long time now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around. Oh no, don't let him shop around. Kisses are sweet now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, she was the first white singer ever signed to Motown. And this came out on Motown. Obviously, you know what it is. And a few things in 61 and 62, and then she just plumb disappeared for a few years. Later came back as a writer. In fact, she and Deke Richards wrote for Motown. But Berry Gordy himself produced this. If the theme was in doubt, it isn't anymore. But who is she? 888-876-5593. Ruth and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to cut Ruth off before we do anything else because I know it never ends in 20 seconds. We'll do the news and then we'll come back to Ruth here on WGN Radio. For this, obviously, but yeah, that's a lock on the theme for sure. But who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so let's see what we got. One more tonight, and then I'll keep the same theme, which, you know, that's a no-brainer question. But nobody's guessing on any of the artists, which is interesting. So maybe next week, or maybe this final one that's coming up. So now, Ruth and Gurney. All right, so John picked out your question, you'll be pleased to know.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, the Shop Around song. That's such good karma advice.
Yeah.
There's a line between lust and infatuation that's hard to see on an evening such as this.
Yeah.
And mama should be referred to for a mom, a mother, not a girl. You better shop around. Mm-hmm. And that goes for the guys, too. You better shop around. Good karma advice.
All right.
One quick question for you.
Yes.
I had contacted a barrister, a legal show, and asked about what my legal goings-on could be regarding the only 5 hours I get per week from Catholic Charities of St. Joseph's Round Lake for caregiver, and how do I get my name removed with fraudulent things on medical records, Lake Forest Hospital and Oak Street Medical Clinic. I want that removed. There's fraud in it. And so I couldn't get past the call intaker, and I thought, well, you know a lot legally as everything, and you might have a solution.
Not easy, I'll tell you that. And that's one of the problems I have with the, electronic medical records anyway, that it's very difficult to get wrong information corrected.
Really?
Yes.
You can get criminal records expunged.
Right.
But you can't get able to get fraudulent.
The first thing is, there, whoever the provider is, like the hospital in this question, they have to have a policy. So you want to find out what is the process for updating or correcting a health record. All right? Your first step is putting them to the wall about what is your policy. Find out, because they have to have one.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, they're liable for a libel suit.
It wouldn't be liable, but remember, you've also
it
got...
It could be your character.
I mean, what they're most worried about isn't that. They're most worried about they're going to have HIPAA problems, because that's paperwork deluxe. You know, this isn't so much about them being afraid somebody will prevail. They just know they're going to descend into paperwork hell.
Yeah.
So,
isn't it amazing how you are so interesting with everything? I mean, the array of everything is just so incredible. I didn't know that about Connie Francis. Thank you. That's great when you just hear things that you've never known before. So now back to yard ornaments. This is the reason why I pose this question. One, I often wonder, is there a question out there that Raleigh can't find a question for? You know, whether it falls into Guinness records or any other trivia question to be asked. So there was a guy in Zion with this huge yard full of gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
Now that itself is a great trivia question, these gnomes, because I know very little about them. But yard ornaments, phenomenal in New Orleans, off the beaten path in the streets, houses. And then a yard ornament, which was a toilet, I could dislike that intensely. And they put flowers in it, and I go, what would you put that in your front yard for? And an old lady bending over like she was garden weeding. I never liked that yard ornament.
Yeah.
But I thought of this. The toilet in a yard with a witch's hat on the back and the face on the seat and the legs on the floor. Someone is selling that starting out with Halloween, and I thought, what an incredible yard ornament for Halloween. Finally, you made use of a toilet yard ornament. What do you have for a question for yard ornament?
All right.
Because I'm more interested in your question than I am my answer.
What's the most popular yard ornament in Japan by far?
Wow, a geisha girl.
No, a stone pagoda.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yes, you should have. Yes, you should have.
I got a used one time and gave it as a wedding gift. And it wound up in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
From Berwyn to Scottsdale, Arizona. I should have known that. You got me on this
one.
All right.
Well, good deal.
It's all over.
Now,
including there's great stories involving the pagoda, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's just...
Now, let me tell you, when you contact the hospital, if they give you any flack, remind them that an important part of the HIPAA law allows you to request amendments to medical records that contain errors.
Got it.
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
All right, good luck.
All right,
thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Now, of course, the problem's going to be, you know where this is going, depending on what it is. Is it accurate or not? Now, Ruth will say it's not accurate, and of course the doctor will say, but it's accurate. And so then they have to go further to determine. But the minute you say HIPAA allows me to do this, they've got to react. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. We're going to do charts, I guess. But before we do, Jim in Richmond has a guest. So, Jim, how are you feeling tonight?
I got a used one time and gave it as a wedding gift.
All right. No, Jim is listening to the radio, I can tell, or to Wi-Fi, because we'll put him back on hold, because I think there's a delay on that feed. So, all right. And we'll, Jim, we will be back, I promise. We've got Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh.
So what are we going to do?
Chart from 65.
All right. This week in 1965. Yeah. So summer of 65. All right. So this week would be the week of July 17th. Number one. I can't get no satisfaction.
Stones.
Number two, I can't help myself.
Four Tops.
Number three, I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
Herman's.
Yes. Number four, Mr. Tambourine Man.
I was wondering how many eyes.
I was too. Believe me. Yeah.
Yeah. The birds.
All right. Number five, Caramia.
Oh, Jay and the Americans.
Yes, afraid so. Number six, Yes, I'm Ready.
Oh, Barbara Mason.
Yeah. Number seven, Seventh Son.
Oh, Johnny Rivers.
Yes. Number eight, You Turn Me On.
Ian Whitcomb.
Yeah, afraid so. Hyperventilation specialist.
I've heard that song twice in the last 3 days, or parts of it. I don't know why.
I was going to ask, what, did he die?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up.
A few years ago, yeah. but I think I just was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
You must have been. Yeah, really. That's an invitation to leave, no matter where you are.
Yeah, I did. I left.
Yeah. Number nine. What the world needs now is love.
Jackie DeShannon.
And number 10, What's New Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Let's see how far you get. Number 11, Wooly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Number 12, Wonderful World.
Oh, Herman's Hermit.
Number 13, For Your Love.
Oh, the Yardbirds.
Yes. Number 14, A Walk in the Black Forest.
Horse Jen Count.
Yes. Number 15, Such an Easy Question.
Ooh. Oh.
And it was number 15 with a bullet.
Hmm.
Proving that these charts must be fixed. They just must be.
But yeah.
It got to number 11 the following week.
Hmm.
And, you know, it stalled at number 11 for a couple weeks. I don't think I'd know this record. So I'm clearly...
I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, we know the artist, so I won't even go there yet. But I'm going to look to see if this is on this computer, because I swear I have never heard this. Never. So someone must have played it.
I don't feel so all alone then.
No, absolutely not. No, this is like, what? Let's see. All right, I've got it on this computer. Oh, God, what possessed me? All right, now, here we go. You'll recognize it. But I don't recognize the song. Wait, here we go. You can tell by the background who it is.
Yeah.
Do you or don't you love me?
Such an easy question. Why can't I get
it? I don't think I've ever heard it.
And I plan to keep it that way.
Well, no, obviously we're not going to play it. But I mean, did it sound familiar to you?
No.
Exactly.
No,
and it got
not.
To number 11 nationally. You tell me these charts weren't fixed.
But yeah.
All right. Well,
my mom has the 45.
Got your mother has the 45. That tells you all you need to know about the damn record. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, you did very well, and I'd have bombed out right at the same moment.
Well, thank you. I just thinking, what could that song be? And yeah. I was starting to, you know, feel all by myself
no,
alone.
No, no, no.
Like I'd let down the world and
right,
everything.
Right, but, no. Yeah. You know, number 11 for 2 weeks, never heard the damn thing. And
yeah.
I was certainly cognizant of 1965. It's not like I was absent that year.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. All right, good deal. Great to talk to you.
Great.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, sure. So yes, there. And Gary always aces charts. He's and so does Fran, actually. But I love when she does lyrics because that's fun. Oh, Mark and Aurora wants to jump ahead 10 whole years. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, has Gary been waiting a long time, or did he just get on?
No, he's been waiting a really long time. Why?
Oh, all right, because I thought I was next. But anyway, I'm not as good on the latter years of the 70s, but we'll try 75 anyway.
All right, 75.
This week in 75.
All right, here we are.
Yeah.
Number one, listen to what the man said.
Oh, McCartney and Wings.
Number two, The Hustle.
The McCoys, Dan McCoy.
Dan McCoy, who was not a member of the McCoy.
Yeah.
All right, as long as we understand that. Yes, he and Rick Zeringer really weren't tight. All right, so I'm Not in Love.
10cc.
Yes. Number four, One of These Nights.
The Eagles.
Number five, Please, Mr. Please. Oh, I hated this song. Well, I hated them all. What am I saying?
Please, Mr. Please, The Carpenters?
No. No. And this was a big country.
Oh, I'm mixing it up with Please, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, no. This is Please, Mr. Please, and this was also a country hit.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, Don't Play B-17, of course. Please, Mr. Please. All right.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's move right on to... Oh, actually, this is good. Number six is Magic.
Pilot.
Yes, a fine record, finally. Number seven, Swearing to God.
By the way, I remember the Pilot song very well because I was staying with some folks in Watertown, New York, but they had a very good FM antenna, and I was able to pick up stations from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilot was one of the songs that was popular at that time. And I'm just about as fascinated with DXing now as I was back then, and especially on FM, because that's normally line of sight.
Right.
But anyway, let's go on.
Number seven, Swearing to God.
Oh, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes. Number eight, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, I still like this song, believe it or not. The Captain and Toenail.
Yeah, well, actually, I like it too. You know, remember, Neil Sedaka wrote it, and I am a closet Neil Sedaka fan. All right.
Yes.
Next would be Jive Talkin'.
The Bee Gees.
And number 10, Rockin' Chair.
Oh, this is the one that's going to get me.
Steve Alamo produced it.
Yeah. Rocking Chair.
Yeah.
I'll probably kick myself when you tell me.
Well, it was one of those Henry Stone specials out of Hialeah, Florida. Doesn't help.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe you could play a portion of it.
I can. I absolutely can. Because I remember all these records very well. All right, so here it is, and you should hopefully know who this is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I recognize it. I know it's a female soul singer,
right?
But I still can't remember her name.
Well, let's see what I can tell you about
Gloria Gaynor.
Nope. She was married to George, same last name. I won't mention what his last name. That's how she got that name. But she's from Pensacola originally. And like I say, she was on Atlantic for a while later on. Back then, when she was doing Rockin' Chair, and she had Lead Me On before that, not the Maxine Nightingale record. And she was on Glades for a while, and Gwen McCrae was her name. Gwen McCrae.
Oh, Gwen McCrae. Not Bob McCrae, but the guy who did Rock Your Baby, or Rock Me Baby.
Yeah.
George McCrae.
Right. And that was, she was married to him for
George
a while.
George McCrae.
Right. They were husband and wife for a while.
I like that song, yeah. Rock Your Baby.
Yeah,
I liked it because of the ongoing organ background. It had a very, glimmering sound is the best way I can describe it. But
good deal, yes.
Summer 74 for that one.
Yep.
Okay.
She was married to George, and before that she was Gwen Mosley. All right. You got all 10, as usual.
Okay.
I wouldn't expect less. Hang on. We'll confirm the address. I think John knows it anyway, but don't go away. All right. That is the deal. Now, got a commercial break, and then I'm going to see how many. We'll have one more bumper stumper. Then I'm going to identify them all because you won't. And I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to be hanging until next week when we use the same theme but different artists. Coming up on WGN Radio.
I painted up my lips and rolled and curled my tinted hair. Billy, now you're sure I'm gonna cheat on you somewhere. I don't know how much longer I can stand this jealousy. Oh, Billy. Have some faith in me. I begged you not to go and fight that crazy Asian war.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, you absolutely know who this is, and of course you know what this is an answer to, but who is she? So 888-876-5593, though. Probably you just want to remember the number for next week because we are about to run out of time, but I don't want to do that without at least finding out Tommy. He's always good for several of the bumpers, so I bet you he heard something he knows. So what do you know, Tommy?
Hello, Robbie. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm enjoying your music tonight again.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You played some Carla Thomas earlier.
I did. Absolutely right. That was Carla Thomas. I'll Bring It On Home, 1962 on Atlantic.
Okay, she made it before Eddie Floyd then. He made a version of that also.
Right, absolutely. So, anything else you heard that you know?
Nothing, but they all sound nice.
Well, since we're coming to the end of it, the first one I played was Al Smith Combo, which was actually the Eldorados and Hazel McCullum doing Annie's Answer. Then I played the Carla Thomas that you recognize. Then it was the Mad Lads Don't Have to Shop Around, 1965 on Volt. Then after that, we played the Chantels, Well, I Told You, 1961 on Carlton. That was the answer to Hit the Road Back. Debbie Dean did Don't Let Him Shop Around, the first white chick on Motown that Berry Gordy produced himself. And the last one I played was Little Geraldine Stevens, better wise known as Dodie Stevens, Billy, I've Got to Go to Town.
What did you said you're going to reveal what they have in common next week?
Well, can't you figure it out?
They all.
No, no.
I can.
No, you can. You
kind of can, but you're going to do it next week.
Well, I mean, if you get it, I mean, we'll still use the same theme, but we'll play different artists. But if there's something that's in common with all these that we
these
played.
These were all like a remake or with the music or something.
They're all Answer records, yes.
Answer,
they're all Answer records, absolutely. And so we'll have 11 more Answer records next week. A lot of people called wanting to know about Easy Question. I thought everybody would recognize that. That was Elvis Presley. John said he got complaints. Elvis did Easy. All right, so good deal. Hang on. We'll confirm your address. Don't go away. All right,
and thank you so much.
That is a really quick wrap, so we'll leave our trivia question for next week. It'll become a straggler, and we'll play 11 more of these Answer records, one worse than the next. And apologies to Sherry in Naperville and Johnny D. I have his hominin question ready, too, and James on the South Side, and Jim in Richmond, who we tried to go to, but we probably will again tomorrow. He was doing something else at the time. So on that note, that is a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. I thank John for screening your calls. Above all, all, I thank you guys for calling. You were real troopers waiting until the weather coverage was over, and I'm so glad the weather coverage was on, because that's exactly what radio should be doing. So until 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.